Kumlan Lablat Gemara, we are up to Dav Chav Dalad Amid Aleph. Okay, so we talked about Zroyim B'Tergina, we talked about that if you planted an area the size larger than two saw, then it's a karfif, which means people don't trample on these gardens, on these flowers, and therefore if it's open to a wider area, even though it's enclosed, this might be the minority of that area, it renders, invalidates entire Eruv, and you have to then go ahead and isolate that from the Eruv. But then we said, if you populate it with trees, then it's all right. Says the Gemara, not to Ruba, if you planted most of about eight lines from the top of the page. Not to Ruba, if you planted most of the area with trees, it's like a courtyard, and it's still all right. Because people shelter under the trees, so it's not a no-go area. Only if it's made in a straight line. If you have straight rows, then people are very comfortable in walking there between all the trees. But Nachman says, even if it's not made in a straight line, nevertheless, people will go under the tree for shelter, in the sun, rain. Mar Yehuda, Ikla Leber Avuna, Bar Yehuda. Mar Yehuda once happened to be at the house of Rahuna, Bar Yehuda Chazon, you saw, Lahanu, to these, the Avidis Tablois, he saw that these trees were not done in a proper order, and it was a larger area than the base saw, and it was enclosed for a living, but then he had planted all of these trees, and the Komatalpul Gavai is carrying it. He didn't say that the trees, they're not in a straight row, he didn't say the trees should cancel the Erev, because it's larger than a Tusa. And we just said it according to Avimai, at least, that if you're walking, the trees have to be in a row, otherwise, they're no different than flowers. Don't you agree with what Avimai said? I hold Rav Nachman, that trees are not the same thing as flowers. What happens if you have a karfif that is yoyisim mebeis sasayim, a karfif which is larger than tusa, larger than the dimensions of the Mishkan, the 50 by 100 amas, and we learned before that if you have such a large area, if this is mainly enveloped to surround a dwelling place, then it doesn't matter how wide the area is allowed to carry, according to most tonight. But if it's a loy hook of the dinner, which means there's nobody, no dwelling place there, then if it's that large area, it's considered karmelus. So the question is, what happens if it was loy hook of the dinner, and then you want to fix it up, and then you built a house there? First you had an enclosure there, and there was no house there, and then later on you put a house there, but that's too late. The fence that you're relying on was still, when it was erected, was not there to enclose a dwelling place. So how do you change it around? How do you fix it up so that now you can carry that enclosure? So the Gemara Kate said, what you have to do is the following. You have to break that fence, and what did we learn previously? How do you break a fence? You make not an opening, but a breach. Poided by Pirtzei Yosem Esses, you make a breach larger, wider than 10 amas. Then the Goydre. So when you make that breach wider than 10 amas, there's no fence there anymore. And then you fix it up, you make a new fence, or you add just that part there, you close it off. The Mamida Alessi, you make the opening less than 10 amas, and suddenly you created the fence again. And now there's already a house in there, so it's all right. Umuta, you can carry it. That's how you fix up a mechitza that was Lahuk of Ludira. Iboy Luhu, we ask a question, what happens instead of doing it all in one go? You're telling me I should make an opening, a breach of wider than 10 amas, and then close it up. What happens if I just did amma by amma? I broke one amma, I sealed it. I broke one amma, I sealed it. The aggregate is more than 10 amas. Do we look at the aggregate, or we look at each amma? All you did was you broke one amma. Ibolu potas amma v'god an amma. You broke an amma, then you fixed an amma. Potas amma v'god, then you broke another amma, you fixed it. Achi, hishlim li yosemes, and the aggregate is more than 10 amas. Mao. Do we look at the total amount, or you open up more than 10 amas, or do we look at... When each opening was created, it was only one amma. So therefore, there's no ten. You never broke the fence properly. That's the question. Do you look at the total sum, or do you look at each individual? Amalei. So this is the question that was asked. Amalei. So he said to him, so he said to him, Lav Hainut Na, didn't we learn Kol Kli Balibati, we learned when it comes to Tumum, if you have a Keli and you make that became Tumme, you have to break the Keli, so it should lose this is Tumma. What do you break the Keli? So we said that, as long as you're able to store things in the keli, still a keli. But once the holes, if you make holes in the keli that are wider than a pomegranate, that they can slip right through, then the keli really has no use. So kol kli balabatim shiyudim kirimonim. The size that we say that it renders the keli useless is if the holes are, the gaps are greater than the size of a pomegranate. And he said like this. Chizkia asked the question. Nitiv kemoitzi zayis. So right, you tell me that you need a total. You need holes the size of a pomegranate. What happened? You made a hole the size of an olive, this stomach, but right away you sealed it. You made the hole the size of an almond, and then you sealed it. And then because of a nikli mezayis, you made another hole the size of an olive, and then again, and the stomach, and you sealed it. So if you look at the total amount of holes you made, it's larger than a pomegranate, but you only made the size of an olive at a time, and then you fixed it, and you sealed it. Mao. What would it then be then? Do we look at the same question? Rabbi Yechon said to him, Rebbe, Chizkiah was Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe and then his colleague. So Rabbi Yechon said to him, Rebbe, Shenisalon, didn't you once tell us a similar din regarding tumah? We learned sandal, a shoe. We learned about a shoe, Shenifzika, and we had this previously in Shabbos. Shenifzika achas ma'oznav. So you have these two buckles, you know, these two buckles, and you put the strap through these buckles, and that's how you tie them. So one of these buckles basically broke off, snapped off. Literally, ozum means the ear. And so what happened was, if only one of them fell off, we have two kinds of tumah. You have a thing called tumas midris and then maga midris. Midris is that a zov, somebody who is an ava, who's tameh, if he's standing on the shoe becomes the same level of tumah as well, ava tumah. Because tumas midris, he's stepping on it, standing on it. If something touches that, they become a rishon l'tumah. So the question is, did it lose the status of being a shoe or not? So it says here, sandal shenishka, only one of the ears, but tikna, you repaired it. Tamei midas, it's still a shoe, and it still retains that level of a shoe that become tamei of a tamei midas by stepping on it. Abenivsika shnia, and now what happened was, when the second ear broke, the first one was repaired. So right now you still have a shoe. And with tikna, you fixed it toy. Now it's no longer a shoe. Because we look at the combination of the two. The fact is both ears broke off, even though they were not done simultaneously. Min hamidus. Our tummy magi midus. It's not tummy midus anymore, it's no longer a shoe, but it's tummy because it came in contact with, you know, as the ear was coming off for a second, it touched, there's still a shoe, and it touched it. So therefore it's touching a midus. But Amrullah, you my Rebbe asked, Maishna Dishina, why is it? When the first one broke off, the kaima shnir, we said it's still a shoe because the second ear is there. And how come shnir, when the second ear broke off, he says no longer a shoe, but the first one is now here. Hakaima de shayna. Anulan, you explain to us, Allah, pani chadosh is bolakan. We look at the total. The fact is, the two new ears here. So we don't look at each individual and say, oh, at the time, it was still a shoe. We say the fact is that both ears broke off, but without any ears, there's no shoe there. How can you buckle it together? So Hachanami here too. Pani Chadosh Balakan. Same thing here. Look at the aggregate. The total holes of a Zai, add up all the holes of the size of an olive. If the total amount is larger than a pomegranate, then it's no longer a keli. So the same thing here by the fence. If you broke an amma, sealed an amma, broken up, sealed an amma, the total amount of breakages were of 10 ammas, and what grain of 10 ammas, then it's a breach. Chizki was so impressed. Kori Alei, he said regarding Rabbi Yechonon, at that time Rabbi Yechonon was a student, he said to him, less dame by the news. This guy can't be human. Such a brilliant answer. He can't be human. He's a malach. Ikadamni kigoyin dain barnosh. This is a real person. This is because I guess the two opinions are what's greater, a malach or a person. In certain respects, a malach is greater. In certain respects, a person is greater. So that's the two opinions here. Whatever it is, he's the greatest. Amar Avkana said, what about, we learned before, chutz is a courtyard that was in front of the houses, two houses, and they share the courtyard, they bring all the furniture out there, and they keep all their wares and everything else. But the back street, the area behind the house is called a rechava, they hardly ever used. And therefore, rechava, shachar yabati, how do we treat the street that's behind the houses? And we're talking about a case where the house does not have a door opening to it. So if you put a fence around, if there was a door from the house into the rechava, and you put a fence around the rechava, then really you're enclosing a house. But since there's no access away from the house to the Rechava, you have to walk all around. Which means that if you put a fence around the Rechava, the main purpose of the fence is the Rechava itself. Nothing to do with the house. So therefore, if it's a greater area than two soim, you can't carry there. Because it's a karfiv. Or you'd be allowed to carry four amas there. There's four amos. However, but if you opened your door from your house to there, suddenly now the rechava is there to serve the house, and the enclosure is there to serve the house. Mutil tatla b'kuli, allowed to carry in the whole thing. Says Gemara, Pesach matirei. Why? Because the door opens it. V'lo yamram. The reason is because the door opens it. V'lo yamram ela shepasach u'sehukuf. Talking about you first opened the door from the house to the chava, and then you made a fence. So obviously the fence is there to surround your house as well. Avol hukuf is a pasach, but like we said before, if first you made a fence around the chava, and then later on you thought, huh, I want to be able to carry, so you open the door of your house too late, because once the fence is established, and that fence is established just for the rechava, it doesn't help that later on you added a house to there. And therefore, you cannot carry in the backyard more than four amos. I will hook up, so pasach loy. Says the Gemara, pasach hookah, if you're telling me that the only condition is first you had a door there, and then afterwards you put the fence up, pshita. Well, of course you're allowed to carry there. It's a yard that you're using, and the fence is there to enclose the house just as well. So what do you have to tell me that then for? Because obviously the fence was there to enclose the house. Well, no, you're talking about a case. The East Bay Dodi is like there's a big area of grain piled up over there. I would have thought that the fence you put around there is not really for the house. It's more so for the grains and everything else in the backyard, what you're using the backyard for. And what are you protecting? The grains. And therefore, it's lo hukuf ladira. Don't do with the person living there. And in that case, if it's greater than two saw, you cannot carry there. Kamar shalom, but no. Now, we spoke about yesterday, if you have an area of a garden that people don't walk on and don't trespass on, it can break the mechitz if it's larger than two saw. And we talked about a little lake. Now we'll learn about a body of water. Sometimes a body of water, if it's larger than two saw, will invalidate the eidiv around, because since you cannot carry any tusa and the rest are open, exposed to this lake, it completely ruins. It doesn't matter if the lake is a minority of the entire eidiv, it could be 1%. And you have to isolate the lake, and sometimes we say it's not a problem. So what's the rule? It says the Gemara, karfif yaseh beza sayim, shugla dida. So you have a karfif, greater than tusa, that was, you did the fencing right and all that. And then what happened was, when the Somali Mayim then filled up with water, he filled up with water afterwards, which means you cannot walk. So some rabbis thought that we should say Kizroindam. It's no different than having a garden. And the garden, if it's larger to Tusa, breaks the whole fence. Same thing over here. Breaks the whole eight of the same thing over here. But also it's also. In the name of Rava, we say, "Mayim kinatoyim damu v'shari." Water is not like plants. Water is more like trees, and therefore you're allowed to use it, and it doesn't break in any way the rest of the eidiv. And we said before, carrying trees, you're allowed to. Now, the Gemara now is going to qualify that. When do we say that water does not break the mechitza if the water can be used? The chazi l'tashmishta. You can use the water. For example, you can drink from that water. So there's a discussion also. Let's say you cannot drink the water, but people wade in the water, they swim in the water, they sit in the water. So therefore, they're using the water. So if they're using the water, it's no different than trees, and it doesn't break the eidiv. But if those water is not suitable to be used, it's not drinking water, and people don't go into there, maybe it's dirty water, polluted water, and they don't swim in this area, then it could be a problem, because it's no different than a garden that you don't step on. And if it's larger than two so, which is 50 by 100 amas, 5,000 square amas, then it will break the rest of the eidiv unless you isolate it. Rashi goes a bit further. He wants to say, with the chazin, even if it's drinking, even if you could use the water. Only we're talking about if it's not deeper than two soim. In other words, he means that if the water is not 10 tvachim deep, but if the water is 10 tvachim deep over a space of two sa, then I don't care if it's drinking water, I don't keep people swimming there, it ruins the whole eidiv. And that part the Gemara disagrees with. Vlad Milsi, we don't agree with him. We say that if it's drinking water, it doesn't matter how deep it is, it doesn't ruin the eidiv, as long as water can be used. But if water that is not for drinking, not for swimming, then a body of water, a pond, or whatever it is no different than a botanical garden, and it ruins the entire eidiv. Just like we find, let's say we have a pile of fruits, a whole pile of fruits that's 10 tefachim high, and let's say it's the size of two shoyim and so on and so forth, and the din is that it's still everything is valid, doesn't any way take away. Let's say you have a whole stack full of fruits piled 10 tefachim high over a distance of two sa, and then you have, you know, the rest of it, you have a closure of walls around that and the house and the yard. It doesn't any way cancel the dira, because you can just remove the fruits. Just because it's there and people are not going to walk on top of it, it's not positioned, it's not fixed there. And the same thing over here, 10 tefachim makes absolutely no difference. If it's drinking water, if you can use the water, then it's not a problem. It's like trees, that's usable. If it's not, then it's like plants, it's not usable and it ruins the Eidav, and you have to isolate it from the rest of the Eidav. Okay, now you have to look at pictures. Ahi rechava, so you have this rechava, the backyard. The havi, now it had two roads coming into it, okay? Two roads spilling into it. The Havi Bepum Nahara was in the city of Pum Nahara. The Chad Gisa, one road going into it, Havi Pasuach Lamasa. It was open to the city, so it was a Mavi. And a Mavi that went straight into the Rishus HaRabim. So between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rechava, there was a street. Okay, so that was one. And the Chad Gisa, on the other side, Havi Pasuach Lashvil, was open more to a laneway, Shal Kramim, of vineyards. And Rashi learned that there were houses in that vineyard, so therefore it's... There's a dira there. Vishvil shokramim, and this laneway that took you to these vineyards, Havi Solik, ended up Laguda Denara, to a river, but this river had like an incline of 10 tefachim over a distance of 4 amas, so it had a mechitza there. So on one side, you had a mavi, a street spilling straight into Shusarabim, and on the other side, you had a laneway that spilled onto a river which had a wall. So basically, it's like a cul-de-sac on one side, and so on. Now, what should we do? Because we learned before that this rechava can ruin, or karfiv can ruin the entire Eidav. So we want to isolate the rechava so that you can carry in the shvil or so on. So what do we do here? Heichinavid. What in the world should we do? How do we allow this whole area that you can carry there? Because you have your three places. You have the mavi, you have the shvil, and you have here the rechava. The mavi wouldn't have been a problem if not for the fact that it's a rechava. And the shvil wouldn't have been a problem if not for the fact that the rechava is a karfif. And it's, so in other words, these things now are open to a karmelis. So what do we do to fix it up? How do we isolate it? What do we do? Should we make a wall, agudu denara? Should we make, let's say, a wall on the very end of that shvil of the vineyards and make a wall there so that you have that area closed off? Because the problem is that this karfif is closing off on everything. And what's the idea of that? By putting the wall by the river, and since there are houses on the shvil, so that wall now is being made is hukuf ledira, and therefore now the people of the shvil can use the rechava as well, because now this wall closes off the rechava as well, because the rechava is wide open into the shvil. And therefore, and remember that the opening to the shvil is less than 10 amos. So by putting the wall by the river, you're closing now the area for the houses, and therefore it closes the rechava. It becomes something mukav ledira. Maybe you can do that. He says he can't. Because the river already has a mechitza, remember it's an incline of 10 tefachim, and all you're doing is raising, you can't build a mechitza on top of another mechitza. And it doesn't serve any purpose. Take any mechitza, you build it higher, it doesn't become a new mechitza. And therefore, it's still a karfif shel hukuf ledira. You still have the rechava, which is not hukuf ledira, that's opening up to the shvil and ruins everything. So what should you do? Le'eved le'tzuras ha'pesach ha'pume the shvil shakrami. So what we should do, maybe do, is isolate, take away the shvil, separate it from the rechava. By putting there a tzuras ha'pesach, and by putting there a tzuras ha'pesach. So then what we're doing is that it's no longer wide open to the rechava. We know a tzuras ha'pesach helps even on a mavi, a street that spills into a shusharabim. Surely it will help spilling into the rechava. The problem, what's wrong with that? So that's a good idea. And then you separate it from the rechava, you allow it at least carry in the shvil. Don't worry about the rechava. That you can carry, but at least in the shvil you can carry. So that's also not a good suggestion. You know why? The osi gamli and shadmile, the camels that come to drink from the city and they go through the mavi to the rechava and from there they go to the river, that's where they all go to drink. It's just a Pesach, has a string going on top of it, and they're going to break right through it. And remember, the tall animals, they lift the head, and they'll break it. No good. Amalbai, what should we do? Le'eved lechi, what you should do is the following. Make a lechi, a post. A pischa de shvil shekramim. We'll work with the shvil, but make a post there. Now the camels don't break a post because it's only on the side of the road. And so how does that help you? The migui de mahanyu l'shvil shekramim, because now that since this post is going to serve, is going to separate, let's say, the shvil from the rechava. So it enables you to carry in that shvil, because you have three sides already. You have the river on one side, the two sides, and on the other side. Now you have a lechi on the fourth side. Since it helps for the shvil, mahani nam l'rechava. It will also serve now as you created a new wall for the rechava, and it's hook of the dira, because we said there are houses over there. You put the lechi there to serve the houses that are there by the vineyards, and therefore you can carry the rechava as well. You can carry the chav as well. Now you need that, and we say that the opening is less than 10 mamas. Rashi explains that the opening is less than 10 mamas, and therefore it the rechav itself, you know, you wouldn't be able to carry because already it's enclosed, completely enclosed. But by putting a lechi there, and that lechi now becomes a wall for the shvil to surround their houses, and migui, since it's a wall, it's considered a wall surrounding houses on the left side of it, there'll be a wall surrounding houses also for the rechava on the right side of it. That's the logic. Says the Gemara, I'm not happy. I'm scared, I'm making a gzera here, I'm scared that people will see a lechi, they don't realize the river is the fourth side because the river bank, you know, is lower, and they'll think that lechi moyel l'shul shakramim da'alma. They'll think that, if you have a vineyard, you have two sides, you know, walls, all you do is put a lechi on one side and you let it carry. And therefore, problems can arise from this. Problems can arise from this. Says the Gemara, only problem that I don't understand is, so any river you shouldn't rely on. People will think, they don't understand that the river is the fourth side. How can you ever rely on a river? Why only in this particular case is the river worried that people are going to rely on the river, and they don't realize there's a river, they don't think, you can carry a lechi. So shouldn't the din then be generally, if you're using the fourth side, an ocean or river, it should be a problem. I don't know. Anyway, then he continues, I have a following suggestion. Forget the shvil. Let's work on the other side. Let's work with the mavi. Avdinu lelechi lepischa de masa. Let's go ahead and put a lechi on the side of the mavi that's going into the city. The migui de mahani lelechi lemasa mahani nami lerechava. The same logic you said, but forget the shvil because I'm worried about the shvil. People don't realize the fourth wall. Work with the mavi. The mavi going to Shusha Rabbi, you made a tzuras haPesach there. And if you're standing in the rechava, everybody can see the tzuras haPesach because tzuras haPesach, you know, is really like a door frame. You can see from a distance. So you see that side. And you put a lechi, they see there's two walls, and there's a tzuras haPesach into the street, and there's a lechi over here, and then you're the same migud you said. Since this lechi is serving as an enclosure for houses, because the movie is populated with houses, chatzeres are, you know, with houses, it therefore serves as a wall also for the rechava. Hichach tulu b'masa gufa. So therefore you're allowed to carry in that particular movie, and because now you have a lechi. You're also allowed to carry also in the rechava, because that lechi, since it's considered an enclosure for houses, for the mavi, we're going to use it also as if it's a closure for houses for the rechava itself. What about the masal rechava and chol masal? What about between the two? What about carrying from the rechava to the masal and masal rechava? Here we have a mach like this. Pliya bar of achor vina chad, osa v'chad shari. One of them says you're allowed to, one of them says you're not allowed to. What's going on here? Man the shari, the one who says you're allowed to carry in the rechava, you're allowed to carry from one to the next. You're allowed to carry from the rechava to the mavi and so on, is because there's nobody living there. The lesbe, the yoid, there's nobody living in the rechava. The people in the mavi should be able to carry in the rechava. The only reason why we say the mavi cannot carry to another mavi is because there are other people, the strangers, that are, and therefore, and they're not part of your street. But here, a rechava is a backyard that nobody uses. And therefore, therefore nobody asks from Rechava on the people of the Mavi. So it's as if the Rechava belongs to the people of the Mavi. What about the Shvil? The Shvil is considered like a minor courtyard that's extending from a larger courtyard, because the Mavi and the Rechava become one, and they're much larger than the Shvil. And what happens is that the larger courtyard can carry, and the smaller courtyard can't. And we're not going to fix the shvil up with a lechim, because we said before, we're scared that people are not going to notice the river, and they're going to think that you're allowed to carry when you have two walls, you know, like a vineyard, and a lechim in front. Well, man the osa, and the one who says osa, because zimnin, sometimes, the havi be the yodin, sometimes, eventually, people will come in, but osi litatulin, people will think, and you're allowed to carry, and then realize, once people move into this rechava area, for example, let's say they decide to build a house in this rechava, and people won't realize the nuances, and they'll think, well, we've been carrying for so many years from the mavi into the rechava, they don't realize the moment a house is built in the rechava, these people prevent the mavi from carrying in there, and they won't know this rule. So we're making a gzeda. What about another case? Karfiv Yisrael, for gedira. Let's say you have a karfiv greater than Yisrael that you didn't surround for a dira. Ubal lematai, and you want to make it less than two saw so that you'd be able to carry in this karfiv. We said before, an eitz is you make a breach in the wall and then you put, you know, more than 10 amos and then you fix it up. Let's say you want to do another way of reducing. It's no longer considered two saw. And by this way, you can carry miyat to be lanas. If you just place trees there, let have a miyat. It's not considered miyat. Why? Because it's common to have in this kind of a lot trees growing there, and therefore it doesn't in any way cancel the lot. Of a bona by omud, if you built there a box, it doesn't matter where in this area you built it. Gevoya asar v'rochav dala, 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. So it's chashuv. Have a miyat. It's considered a miyat, and if that occupies enough space to reduce the area to less than two saw, Then it's all right. Two saw less, then it's all right. What about pochas megimel? If this box is less than 3 tefachim wide, even though it reduces the area to two saw or less, lo have a miyat, because it's not chashuv, and therefore it's considered that it's non-existent. Megimel v'dalad, if this box is between 3 and 4 tefachim, and reduces the size to two saw or less, but it's between 3 and 4, is that considered chashuv? So one opinion is that Abba says having meat is chashuv, as because we know what three tefachim is the size of lavud, and that means it's as if it's non-existent. Lavud means that, you know, if there's a gap there, it's as if it's non-existent. In the moment, one three tefachim, it's chashuv enough. So since three tefachim cancels lavud, it means it's enough significant that it can also cancel the area from greater than two saw and bring it down to two saw. However, Rabbi says lo havin miyat, because Shabbos generally we have a rule that you need four tefachim to make something chashuv, to place it on. Rabbi miyat, the Hanavim says lovud is no longer considered lovud. Therefore, it makes it chashuv. And Rabbi says lo havin miyat, kim lo havin makom dalet, since it's not four tefachim wide, lo chashuv, it's not considered chashuv. What about you decided to build inner walls? You want to make the area smaller than greater than two saw. So you decide to build an inner wall, and that's going to be your new wall. And that new wall is going to be less than two saw. What about hirchik min hakoisel dalad? So if you made a wall, and you distance it from the original wall more than four tefachim, then ba'asa mechitza hoyl. That means you basically narrow down the area of the, you reduce the area of the karfif, and now if it's two saw there or less, you got to carry there, no problem, even though there's no houses there. Pachas megimul, if you made this new wall within three tefachim of the outer wall, even though we reduced now the area, the available area, to two saw or less, it doesn't matter because it's like a thick wall. Remember, it's lavud, it's as if it's part of the outer wall, you just made a thicker wall, doesn't help. Lehoyel, doesn't help. But megimul, the adalid, we had before, just like the concept of building one mechitz on top of another mechitz, it doesn't do anything. Now Rashi says this case over here, we're not actually talking about it reduce the area to two saw, because if it reduced the area to two saw, I don't care if it's within one tefach of the outer wall. We learned before, if you make the outer wall thicker and thicker and thicker and eventually reduce the inner area to two saw or less, there's no problem. You're allowed to carry there. So it's talking about that, like you added it to the wall and you want to say now it's hukuf ladira, for example. And let's say you're going to put a house there now, inside there, and then put this new wall there to make it hook of the dira. So this case is different than the previous case. The previous case we're talking about, you want to reduce the area. Here, if you want to reduce the area, we don't care how close it is to the outer wall. If the fact is it reduces the area, it reduces the area. But rather, we're talking about over here is, you put a house in there, but we learned before that if when the wall was made, the house wasn't there yet. It's too late. But then we say you break the wall and you put a new one. He wants to do something else. He wants to build a brand new wall. And that new wall is to surround the house. So it depends. If it's the distance of 4 tefachim from the outer wall, it's a brand new wall. If it's within 3 tefachim, it's not a brand new wall, it's a continuation of the old wall. So it doesn't help. When you have a machlekes, it's gimel adalad. It's more than 3 tefachim distant from the old wall, but less than 4 tefachim. Rabba Amar Hoyel works, and Rabba Amar Einamel doesn't work. Rabba Amar Hol, like before, since it's more than three tefachim away from the original wall, it's like a brand new wall, and now it's surrounding a house, it's good. I don't care how wide an area. And Rabba Amar Hol, Kim Lahav Mokan, now because it's not four tefachim distance, Le Chashiv, it's not considered a separate wall altogether. Rav Sime. Let's go. Rav Sime Masna Lekula. Rav Sime learns the machlekes of Rav and Rabba Lekula. That if there's three tefachim between the wall, everyone agrees, and that it's, if it's more than three tefachim, it's a separate wall, it's a brand new wall, and everything else. The machlekes is if it's less than three tefachim, or if you have a box. If it's greater than three tefachim, everyone agrees that it reduces the karfif. They're only arguing if it's less than three tefachim, what happens? Is it considered like a new wall or not a new wall? Okay, we'll stop over here. I'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.